This week's parsha begins with the words Atem Nitzavim Hayoim. And according to the Zohar, when it says Hayoim, and he brings a few examples, Hayoim always refers to Rosh Hashanah. It does not mean that Parshas Nitzavim was said on Rosh Hashanah, but it means that in Parshas Nitzavim, which is the part of Tshuva, contains the mitzvah of Tshuva in it, there are many hints to us of how we can prepare ourselves for Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah. This is the parsha that's always read before Rosh Hashanah, sometimes connected to Parshas Vayelech, sometimes alone, but always the week before Rosh Hashanah we are going to lay in Parshas Nitzavim. The word Nitzavim means you are standing, ready to listen, ready to obey, ready to take on our task, our goal. There are many, many ways which we can prepare ourselves for Yom HaDin. I'm going to focus on just a few of them. The first thing is to be Nitzavim, which means to understand that I do have a role, a position. An officer is a Netziv in Lashon HaKodesh. I am an officer in the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I have something that I can contribute. There's something I have to do. There's the story told of the company that had many employees in it who were all hardworking and doing their job, and there was one who perhaps wasn't pulling his weight as much as the others, and people wondered, why is he still here? How come nobody has gotten rid of this employee yet? And the response is, he's the only one who was here when the computers were installed, were set up, and he's the only one who knows the system. And so we have to keep him on payroll because he has a task to fulfill. We have to be good workers, but we have to find the thing that makes me crucial to Klal Yisrael. This is something that I am contributing. But it's not just me. Atam Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. We are here together, and we have unity. And number three, we are inclusive. That means that I have a task and I have a role, but there's room for everyone in Klal Yisrael. From the Reishechem, Shifteichem, Ziknechem, V'Shetreichem, the important people, the ones who are up on top, Tapchem, Neshechem, V'Gercha, Asher, B'Kerav Machanecha, I have room for the children, for the woman, for the Gerim that are in the care of Machanecha. And then from the lowliest people, Mechaitev, Eitzecha, Atreiv, Memecha, the ones who are the tree choppers, the ones that are the water carriers. We are inclusive. There is room for everybody in Klal Yisrael. Everybody has a role to play. And part of this inclusion comes with an ayin tova. As I understand that I have a role to fulfill, I understand that so do they. Now, it's easy in theory to have an ayin tova. The problem with people is that people sometimes get in the way of other people, which means that it's easy to have an ayin tova for people who I don't really have very much to do with. But when it comes to somebody with whom I am in contact with, and that person that I'm in contact with can be a disturbance to me, can be causing me suffering and pain, that's something that's very hard to reconcile with having an ayin tova. And yet we are told that one of the greatest schoolas that I could bring into Yom HaDin with me is the school of looking at other people with an ayin tova and being ma'avir al midaisai. Amar Rava says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, kol ha-ma'avir al midaisav, anybody who is ma'avir al midaisav, what it basically means is that when somebody else is causing me suffering, I don't respond to him. I overlook it. I transcend what my nature is telling me is to react, to get angry, to get upset, to fight back. And if I don't, kol ha-ma'avir al midaisav, ma'avirin lai al kol psha'av. The Midas HaDin doesn't look at my chataim in detail, but also transcends what the punishment should be or what the consequence should be of my actions and lets me go. And this is a tremendous skula that we could bring with us into Yom HaDin, to look at other people and understand that everybody has a role to play, and anyone who's causing me suffering, that suffering is not coming because of that other person. Yes, perhaps he's being the shaliach, but he's being a shaliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for me to redirect me in the way that I have to be. But there's no point in me getting upset at him because it's really not him. The Gemara tells a story of Rav Huna, the story of Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rabbi Yeshua who got sick. Rav Papa comes to visit him, Rav Huna. When he saw how sick he was, when he saw how sick Rav Huna was, instead of davening for him, Rav Papa said we should prepare tzedel aderech for him, which was a reference, according to Rashi, prepare tzedel aderech, prepare what he needs for the way, let's prepare him tachrichim, let's prepare him the burial shrouds that we're going to bury him in. But Rav Huna did not die. He got better. And Rav Papa was embarrassed to go and visit him because he kind of predicted his death and said we should start to prepare for his death. A few months later, he bumped into him and he asked Rav Huna, how did you survive? I saw that you were dying. You were almost dead. How are you still here? And Rav Huna responded and he said, I was meant to die, but because I am a person who is ma'avir al midosai, Hashem was ma'avir al midosav and gave me life. So because I look at people with an ayin tova, and even if they upset me, I don't get upset at them, and I understand that it's not coming from them, they are just a vehicle, HaKadosh Baruch was also ma'avir al midosav. There are so many questions about the story. For example, there's a halacha that when you go and visit a person who is sick, especially someone who is dying, you can't say anything that would hasten his death, otherwise you're almost considered a murderer. You can't even speak about anything that has to do with death. So why would Rav Papa speak about tachrichim? Why didn't he daven? Why would he start talking about tachrichim? The Chida says that there are many people who prepare their tachrichim during their lifetime, and it's actually a skula for long life. And actually, it was a minhag that the day that a person finished sewing his tachrichim, he would make a party, because by preparing his tachrichim, he kind of took it out of his head. And therefore, the Chida explains the story by saying that, no, he was giving him a skula to live longer. That's why he told him to prepare his tachrichim. But the Sefer Berachos Mordechai says, perhaps what he was trying to do was trying to help him. When Rav Papa came to Rav Huna, and not only did he not daven for him, but he seemed to be preparing for his death, and Rav Huna chose not to get angry, this was the piece of schar that he needed to get better. He needed a little bit more schar in order to get better. The schar was to be mavir al midaisav. He wasn't saying, in general, I'm mavir al midaisav. He was saying, you came in and you started talking about death and instead of davening, and I didn't get angry at you. Therefore, I was given more life, which does not mean, by the way, that we should go around and trying to get people upset at us to help them be mavir al midaisav. But what it does mean is that when something bad happens to us, and it seems to be caused by another person, we should look at this as a wonderful opportunity to exercise this great skula, because we don't know what judgment is in store for us. And perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us this shaliach just at this moment to give us the opportunity to not react and not get upset, so that we can get this chayr to transcend and not to have to go through this tzar, whatever the tzar is that's coming to us. Being ma'avir al hamidos is not something that's easy to do. It's something that a person has to work on his entire life. It's easy to be polite and receptive and forgiving when things are smooth. It's in moments of great stress that the truth comes out. And at this moment, when he was so direly sick and yet did not get angry, we know b'kisei ka'asei u'kosei, that we can put on a show for the whole world, and we could even put on our show for ourselves, but at moments of great anger, or when we're drunk, or when we're in financial stress, and here we're adding another one, when we're weak, when we're physically weak, these are moments when our true character comes out. And what Rav Huna was able to show was, my true character is not to get upset. And that proved that he truly meant it, and his midos were indeed in the right place. He was truly a ma'avir al midosav. This is something practical that we can all actually work on during these days. Unfortunately, we all have many opportunities to be ma'avir al hamidais. And when we do it and do it for real, It doesn't just mean being quiet, and it doesn't just mean being silent, because that's also a form of response, right? When we're actively silent, what we're doing is we're passively getting angry. We're just showing the person that, look, I'm hiding my anger. It's not about hiding anger. It's about transcending that anger and recognizing and realizing that that person who's creating this pain for me is not the one who's creating the pain. He's the stick. I'm not going to waste my emotional energy on getting angry at the stick. I'm going to take every ounce of emotional energy that I have and use it at this very crucial time to become the best person that I can be, to access this tremendous skula like Rav Huna did, and he was zeichet to his restored health. We have much to daven for. Atem nitzavim hayom, kulchem. Let's stand up today. Get ready, get prepared to fight the battle for our lives, and let's include others in this battle and try to spend these last few days of the year looking at other people, at everyone around us, with an ayin tova.